brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you. Our legs often get overlooked when we're thinking about our self-care and beauty routines, but considering the amount of hard work they do for us, it's important not to ignore the ailments and conditions that are possible and to keep them in tip-top condition. I'm delighted to kick off the show today by speaking to Sarah Gardner, who's the chair of Leg Matters, which is a high-profile organisation that exists to help consumers and healthcare professionals to understand more about leg conditions and leg care. Sarah, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me. So Legs Matter is a coalition of not-for-profit or charity organisations, healthcare organisations that came together with a vested interest in lower limb care. So we all have like a healthcare background. So really when we say lower limb or leg care, we also include the foot. So it's organisations that have particular interest in wound care, for example, or lower limb care like lymphedema or foot care. So there are eight of us, including two patient partners who have experienced lower limb problems who are also sit on the group as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. And what's the overall aims of the organisation then? Is it just to help people that need help with this particular area?
So we came together because we were all mindful that lower limb conditions or lower limb wound care wasn't managed particularly well across the country. And we wanted to do something about that. And we wanted to give patients or their family or carers a voice to be more knowledgeable about how to prevent or how to manage lower limb conditions, as well as to improve the delivery of care by healthcare providers themselves. So the aim was really to raise awareness about some of the conditions that you can get on your lower legs and feet, and to be able to give people a voice really to improve that care.
Yeah, sure. So can consumers or people that are dealing with issues in their legs, can they just approach you and they'll get the help and advice they need?
So we do this, our campaign has a number of sort of tools that we use for raising awareness. One of the main platforms is our website. Mm-hmm. So you can go into legsmatter.org, mm-hmm. and we have this incredible website. So it's split into two. So there's a section for patients, family, carers, and then there's a section for healthcare professionals. But you can dip into either of those. You don't need to register. You can go straight in. And within the website, there are some incredible resources that people can use to find out about lower limb problems and how to manage those conditions, as well as we do a lot on social media as well. So there's always things being pinged around that people can look at. We also have an annual awareness week, and we've done that over the last 3 years. So again, we've produced some incredible patient stories, interviews with specialists, and they're all available also via our website that people can look at those as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you mentioned your social media. What's the handle that people can find you on if they're interested?
So we're on Twitter, mm-hmm. so at Legs Matter, but also we use Facebook. We do a lot on Instagram as well.
Yeah,
so
sure.
If you go into our website, all of the information to how to access those. There's a support email as well within the website. We do have an increasing amount of people that do contact us with some really awful stories and needing help. We aren't able to give personalised advice because we're unable to do that because we don't know the details of the person's condition, but we can signpost. So we do encourage people to contact us if they are worried about anything.
Yeah, sure. And you just mentioned then that people come to you with all sorts of issues with their legs. And I know that you've got a 3-point leg care system that you use. Can you talk me through that? So what would you advise people? How can they best help themselves?
So I think prevention is better than cure. We hear that all the time. And so one of the things we're trying to get people to do is to recognise what is normal and therefore what abnormal is. Mm. I think we always, you know, thinking about sort of our health or our beauty regimes, we're often thinking about our face and our hair and maybe our upper body. And sometimes we neglect our legs and our feet. So we're trying to encourage people to to include that as part of their sort of skincare regime, as it were. Checking your legs on not necessarily a daily basis, but maybe once a week. So you're looking for areas that don't look quite right. So are they more swelling? Is there more swelling in your legs? Does that resolve overnight, or is it still there in the morning? And if it's still there in the morning, that isn't right. Is there a little wound on your leg that isn't healing? Usually if you bash your leg or you cut your leg or your foot, that should heal within a couple of weeks. If it's not healing, that isn't normal. Have you got any fungal problems with your feet? Have you got varicose veins? Is your skin dry? So all of these things, is there staining on your legs, which can be a sign that there's a problem with your veins? Yeah. So we're asking people to do their leg check once a week, having a look at their legs. Is there anything that doesn't look quite right? And if so, you know, seeking advice sooner rather than later from your GP or from your practice nurse. So that's one thing, is about a leg check. The other thing is around skin conditions, so keeping your skin well hydrated and moisturized, but also exercising. So keeping walking, keeping your legs elevated, you know, putting your legs up from time to time, not standing or sitting for long periods of time, which can create complications. So they're the three main things that we're saying you need to be doing.
And you mentioned then, you know, if people make it part of their kind of self-care or beauty regime, it becomes just something that's more standard. What do you think the beauty industry can be doing to raise awareness of leg and foot problems? Do you think there's more that could be done by brands?
Could be. It's a difficult one because, I think it's sometimes I see, and I'm not saying I'm a, you know, I know huge amounts about the beauty industry and etc. But I think some of the underlying presentations or the underlying causes of what is happening with your legs or your skin, it's not going to be resolved by putting a certain cream on or whatever. There's an underlying cause, and often that underlying cause is associated with the veins. And unless you address that underlying cause, you'll need that through, by seeing a specialist, for example, or your doctor, it isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse. So maybe the beauty industry could be flagging some of these conditions, that this is not normal. And even though we are encouraging people to keep skin moisturized, for example, that underlying cause needs to be treated. Yeah. So it's maybe flagging that somehow. It's raising awareness that some of these conditions do need some additional support from a specialist.
Yeah, absolutely. And if someone's listening in now that feels that they want to get involved in your campaigns, is there a way of people actually volunteering their expertise and their services and joining your organisation?
We always want to hear from people. If they're doing any particular work that's enhancing our messages, as it were, we like to share that through our newsletters and through our website. If there's any way that people might have, they want to raise awareness at a certain group that they're running or within their community, we can support them in how they can do that. And again, we can help communicate what they're doing. So we always want to hear from people and their stories and any support that they would like to give us, definitely.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well, later on in this programme today, we're going to be talking to two brands, actually, that are focused purely on legs and feet. And they've both been formed by people that are real experts in this area. So hopefully a lot more can start to be done and recognised about healthy legs and how to keep them that way.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
You You may not suffer with any negative condition or problem with your legs, but it's still important to prevent any future issues by giving your legs some regular TLC. Esteemed beauty journalist Kate Shapland launched Legology following the success of her blog, The Legologist, which was a fount of information for anyone with leg concerns. Bordering on the obsessive, Kate knows more than anyone about puffy ankles, varicose veins, swelling, poor circulation and cellulite. She has put 25 years of knowledge to good use and created a sought-after brand. While providing physical support to carry us through life, legs can be subject to emotional conflict as their shape and well-being can really impact how we feel. Legs change through life's chapters, with cellulite, fluid retention and vascular issues making them heavy, tired and uncomfortable. I'm delighted she's joining me today to talk about her journey and how we can all take better care of our legs. Lovely to have you here with me today, Kate. So let's talk about your background, because you haven't always been involved in beauty and you come from a very different background, don't you?
Well, I've always been involved in the beauty business, but not on the side that I'm on now. So, we were saying earlier how my sort of original journey, my original life was as a beauty journalist. So I did some 25, 30 years at that, and I absolutely loved it. And I loved the beauty business. I suppose looking back, it's always a bit easier in hindsight to see how these things develop. But I think for me, I know I'm very creative, probably quite visionary, very different to being entrepreneurial, very, very different. And I think that combined with having the perfect bird's eye view of the business, from the point of view of being able to know what readers wanted to know and what they wanted for themselves, yeah. And understanding what they understood, really gave me a very good perspective when it came to jumping to the other side of the fence, if you like, turning into the poacher, gamekeeper, I'm never sure which is which, yep. And actually starting to create in beauty, not words so much, although that is still very much part of my job for Legology, but an actual brand. And I think so. I really had that unique perspective that went alongside a personal passion. Yeah. And I do think that is the root of so many entrepreneurial visionary journeys. You know, you bring a product to market or a service to market that you can't find personally. Yeah. And so there must be an element of probably madness. Great deal of sort of it's a bit extreme probably, and it's a bit extraordinary, but I think that is where a lot of these things come from, and that certainly was my driver. So
your blog, let's talk about the blog that you had. It was called The Legologist, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is it still going, your blog?
I stopped that because I ran it actually for a long time after I'd begun to develop the brand. But obviously when you develop a brand, you develop a site too. And at the very beginning, the Legology site was very much, as you say, it was the Legologist. It was all things legs. There was nothing on there. I had nothing to sell. I had nothing to sort of, you know, give people except my words and my what I learned through this 25 years as a journalist and talking to all kinds of people from all parts of the business. And so then I obviously brought the first product out, which was Airlite. Mm-hmm. And then I had to have an e-com site too. So we started with a WordPress site platform, which we still have. Mm-hmm. And because it was mostly at that time about words. And then we bolted on the sort of e-com side of it with Airlite when that came along. So we operated like that for a long time. And then I sort of, the Legologist blog as it stood on its own fell away, and it became part of the Legology site. So we now have obviously a blog on the site which is called currently called Liftoff. Mm-hmm. But we're about to go through, I think, our fourth incarnation of the site, and it's going to become something else. But it's very, very important, the blog. And I one of the main reasons for that was I'm sure we'll talk about this, but my understanding with leg care and body care generally is that it is a lifestyle approach, and so the information you give people, it's not just about a product, it's about everything else that goes on in your life. So it's about giving advice, in my case focused on the legs and how to improve legs and their health and their well-being, through activity as well, through your diet, anything I can bring to the table that will help people and sort of build that message and help people understand about leg care has to be a good thing.
Yeah, brilliant. And we'll come back more and talk more about the products later, because I've had the real lovely chance of using some of your products and I think they're fantastic. But let's talk about why legs. where enough, you know, the body's, there's lots going on, isn't there? But you don't really hear much focus on legs. So what attracted you to that area of the body in particular?
Exactly that, Natalie. Exactly that. Yeah. As I said earlier, I very much come from a personal place with this. Mm. And I am somebody who has, like many women, had cellulite all my adult life, which bothered me. It doesn't bother a lot of women. It did bother me. And I know it does bother some. In addition to that, I have an issue with heavy legs very often, where my legs feel quite puffy, tight, quite swollen, especially the lower part. And that has always been my issue. And I couldn't find anything that really worked for me to actually help that problem. But also, really importantly, was nice to use. Yeah. Everything I found was either a cooling gel that was sort of so scented with menthol or eucalyptus, it was almost unwearable. Yeah. And I just thought, this is a deeply unsexy problem to have. And I have to come up with a solution that it works really well. It's properly expedient, but that also feels lovely to wear and use, so that women almost use product in spite of itself. So that got them into that way, that sort of habit, which is so good, see, with beauty reaps rewards. The other problem I had with legs was that where there was leg care, it was all about cellulite. And all of us know, all women know, that there is more to legs than that. And it just felt to me like the whole market was becoming so kind of polarized in that respect, and a lot of women were just switching off because, or becoming very overwary, because they knew that these products were over promising and under delivering. And I could see this, and it was so obvious. And the more I learned about leg care and the lymph, which we'll talk about, the more I understood that cellulite is not about fat. It's about flow.
There's a real stigma, isn't there, attached to cellulite, because people assume that actually you have to be carrying quite a lot of body fat to gain cellulite, and that's just not the truth, is it? No. You just mentioned sort of the lymphs and the lymphatic system briefly there. Could you tell us a bit more about your knowledge of that and what goes on with cellulite as it arises?
Yes, I can. My thinking was that generally the approach to cellulite was just too brutal. It was all about fighting fat. And as you say, there are loads of women who are slim and fit and they have cellulite. So what's it all about? So my understanding and the way the lymph works, so you have what's called a lymphatic system, which is basically your body's natural waste disposal. Your lymph network, it's a sort of network of vessels that runs just beneath the surface of your skin. And it takes away all the foreign bodies, all the bacteria in your body to be metabolized, to be removed. Now, the problem with your lymph, it's a wonderful, wonderful invention. Thank God. But it's got a major flaw. And that is that unlike your blood circulation, it doesn't have a heart to pump it around your body. So unless you're moving and very active, it will stop. And so many of us sit spending our day in front of a computer or sitting down or even standing still. I know a lot of ladies who work in shops or salons, and they're constantly on their feet but standing in one place, and the lymph just stops. And so then you get this buildup. And I think what happens with heavy legs is that build up, particularly when it's hot or you're flying, long haul flight pressures, or you're pregnant, is that it combines with your constriction of your blood vessels, so your blood circulation. So the whole thing is like the perfect storm to create that tiredness, that tightness and puffiness. Where cellulite specifically goes, what happens with the lymph is when it stops or becomes sluggish, the waste that it isn't able to remove tends to collect around the fat cells. And that pushes the fat cells out of line. And that's what creates the lumpiness and bumpiness.
The kind of dimpling effect that we see. Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's what it's all about.
Tell me about your products then. You know, which of your products, I mean, I know they're all based on legs, but which of your products would you really recommend for someone who's listening to this and thinking, oh gosh, I've got a lot of cellulite that's really visible. I need to get, you know, get moving that lymph, that all that lymphatic system around. Which of your products would you recommend for people to use?
Well, all of them work towards helping with cellulite, but there are two specifically that work that I would recommend in that situation, or maybe three, but certainly two. So the first one is the body brush, and we sell a body brush called Lymph Light. And it's, I say body, because let's not forget, although we are about legs, your lymph goes all the way around your body.
Yeah.
And when you're treating your legs, the body brush is designed, it's not just about isolating your legs, it's about addressing the whole body. Mm-hmm. So the first and most important thing is to use a body brush, and you use it every day. Okay. Now, the thing about body brushing is, I think it's really kind of, there are a lot of misconceptions about body brushing. Mm-hmm. Women say, oh, I haven't got time, because they think, they get the body brush and they think, right, I'm going to have to spend half an hour on this every day, rubbing away and breaking up fat. No, it's not breaking up fat. The whole point of the body brush is to get the lymph going.
Sure.
And it needs to be just quick flicks. You know, it could take a minute to go from your feet to your knees to your hips, hands to shoulders.
That's, and is it important, you just mentioned then, you know, you said from feet to knees to hips, is that motion from bottom to top important?
Yes.
Because I know it's linked to circulation as well, isn't it? So
absolutely right.
Yeah, okay. So there is a method to it. So you're saying it's, you don't need to spend a long time, but there's definitely a method. You need to go from bottom to top towards
that's
the heart.
Right. That's right, towards the heart and towards the lymph stations, which you have sort of behind your knees. They're all over the body, but the stations are behind your knees, main ones, under your arms, around here, around clavicle.
Yeah.
And you're always brushing towards those points, because that's the point at which all the gunk gets pushed away, gets thrown out. Yeah. So body brushing, really, really important. A minute a day, no more. In the shower, before it, dry, wet, whatever, it doesn't matter, as long as you're doing
it. I've got a dry body brush and I love it. I actually, you know, it's lovely. It's because not only does it help with the lymphatic system and getting everything going, you feel like you're getting rid of dead skin cells. Your skin feels softer. Especially if you dry body brush, which I really do, because I like to sort of visibly see dead skin coming away, and you end up looking a bit red, don't you? But you feel tingly, you feel brilliant after. Just that alone,
you really do. And the redness is actually what's happening is that by helping the lymph, by body brushing, that sort of natural abrasion, if you like, is sending the circulation up to the top of the skin. So you get all that fresh, nutrient-rich blood up at the top of the skin. And that's what helps your skin feel, I don't know about you, but I feel my skin's a little bit plumper afterwards, a little bit more toned.
Definitely.
That's a really good thing. The other thing that's brilliant about body brushing is that it, in sort of sending away all that negative waste and energy, it gives you a sort of certain positivity. So you come out of the bath sort of like punching the air and, you know, I can manage the day. So body brushing, really important.
Brilliant.
Alongside that, I developed a specific product for cellulite. And this is the second product I'd really recommend. So the product is called Cellulite, Salon Secret for Legs. And that the key to the way it works really is in its name. It's Cellulite, L-I-T-E.
Yeah.
And the idea with this product is that it lightens the load. It's all about helping to release the fluid that gets trapped around those fat cells. This is not a product that fights fat. It's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I developed a mix of aromatherapy oils with really brilliant diuretic qualities. So you've got your juniper in there and Siberian fir and eucalyptus, just to get it all moving. And I developed this oil as a sort of really targeted product. So you only apply it to the areas where you feel congested or you have cellulite. Mm-hmm. And that's how that works. And I always recommend people use that after their body brush, or even just drop a couple of drops on the bristles of your body brush and do it together.
Yeah,
just
that's a lovely
idea. Everything going. So those are the two I'd really, and a litre of water. a litre of water a day.
I know, and that's hard, isn't it? I don't know why that's the hardest thing that most people find. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, I could probably drink 2 litres of tea and coffee, but I really struggle with pure water, which is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
You mentioned some, you know, essential oils that are included in some of your products. Talk to me about the ingredients that you use. Do you have any key ingredients that you lean on quite a lot within your products?
Yeah.
You know, are there what are the sort of ethics around the ingredients?
So the really important thing for me was when I developed the brand, developed the first product, was as we've said, it worked really well on the lymph and helping with deep drainage. So I developed a complex called the Lymphology Complex, and I worked with a French chemist on this for the first product, Airlight. And I said to her at the time I only had in mind one product, to make one product. I had no idea that I thought that would be it.
Yeah.
That'd be enough. No. And my brief to her was, this product has to help with the heaviness by helping to sort of get rid of the excess fluid. Mm. And that's what we worked on. So we developed the complex, and we used two key complexes to make that one complex.
Yeah.
One called Pro Contour and one called Leg Active. And they both have different benefits, if you like, and they both contain different ingredients.
Yeah.
So Pro Contour has caffeine in it, all those ingredients that you would expect, goldenrod, that help to strengthen the both blood flow and help to create this deep drainage effect.
Yeah.
So that's the one. And then Leg Active is a more interesting complex in a way, because this is where I wanted to bring in this sort of relief for tiredness and the fatigue that comes with having heavy legs or just being tired. And so that contains ingredients like horsetail and all those the ingredients that help with fatigue and tiredness in your legs, aching. You know, if you've been standing on your feet all day, or you go out at night and you dance and you start getting those shooting pains, that's what I wanted to deal with.
Yes.
So that's the Lymphology Complex. And we've included that in all our products. But when it comes to Peach Light, which was the product that we recently launched for firming the buttocks, we included it in a slightly, we created it in a slightly different way. So we added a different ingredient called Eco Slim to it, just because it required a different approach, this particular product. So essentially all of the products, including Exfolite, our leg scrub, have that deep drainage benefit, and that is the ethos, that's the philosophy. There's no fat fighting, it's about getting the energy going in the body.
And of course, you know, there'll be lots of women listening at different stages in their life, really, and from the sounds of it, your products work whether you are, you know, in your sort of teenage years, your 20s, whether you're childbearing, you know, if you're going through pregnancy or post-pregnancy. And then I'm thinking of the menopause. You know, I've been doing a lot of work recently with some amazing foundations that are really screaming about the symptoms of the menopause and how they really affect women. And, you know, heavy legs and puffiness and hurt, you know, pain in the legs is some of the most common symptoms. And, you know, would you say your products are beneficial to age?
100%, Natalie.
Yeah.
And actually the one of the posts that creates the most traffic for us on the site is a post I wrote again from a personal place about how menopause affects your legs.
Yeah.
Again, a bit of a forgotten area, because understandably most women when they reach this point are they're more focused on the you know, the more obvious symptoms of menopause. But as you say earlier, there are a lot of symptoms that go with legs as well, and the achiness and the aching bones and the being and not being able to get off the sofa are all part of it.
Oh, it's horrendous.
And so a huge following. We have a huge following of menopausal ladies, which I'm incredibly proud of.
Yeah. And of course, you know, anyone listening in that's a bit younger, you know, perimenopausal symptoms can start, you know, within your mid-30s. And, you know, I'm an active runner. I've always been a runner. And, you know, towards my 40s, I'm in my early 40s now, I've noticed a real shift in the pain I was experiencing with running, and I was associating it with overworking out. Actually, it turns out it was it's perimenopausal symptoms. And so, you know, using your creams that really help to aid that, you know, that's going to give you some relief, isn't it? It's not going to make it go away. It's just going to, you know, give you some temporary relief from it. So, yeah, I'd really recommend that. And talk to me about sustainability, because obviously this is a real buzzword at the moment, isn't it? And, you know, I've been focusing on it quite a lot within this show. it's huge. The beauty industry needs to do an awful lot to contribute globally to changes. What's your brand doing? What's Psychology doing?
Well, I think we're doing what most sound and really conscious beauty companies are doing in accordance with our size. Things we've done, and I'm really proud of our achievements here, is that we've made our packaging 100% carbon neutral. So we are completely recyclable. We work with a packaging supplier who is accredited to the World Land Trust, which is an association which intrigues me and fascinates me anyway on a personal basis. Yeah. And we are also plastic neutral. So we aligned ourselves with a fantastic association called Repurpose. Mm-hmm. And the way this works is that they, I'm sure most people understand this, but what you do is you work out how much plastic mm-hmm. as a company you produce every year, and you offset that through an association like a charity like Repurpose.
Yeah,
okay. And they have the same amount of plastic picked up out of the off the beaches, out of the sea and all the rest of it. And then that's put back into being recycling.
Yeah.
But we've also funded a female-led business in India to do this, to actually do this recovery.
Mm.
And what they do is they take it out and they turn it, it goes into cement kilns, and it's helped. It's used, the matter is used to help build their infrastructure, local infrastructure.
Yeah.
So those are the two things that we've done. And it's had, it's been quite a journey for us to arrange it and get it sorted. And I cannot tell you how relieved and pleased I am to be able to do it. But I think the thing that's really important to understand with all this is it's, I wouldn't say necessarily easy for the bigger companies to become more sustainable. But there is more, if you like, more scope and more opportunity for them because the money is there and the volume. With smaller companies like Legology, it's very much harder because you do not have the access,
yeah.
you know, to ocean-derived plastic. You simply do not. And the bigger companies have a monopoly on that. So, you know, the important thing is to just sort of remember yeah. that any conscious and sound beauty company is going to be doing what they can at that stage in their life and continue to evolve that sustainability program as they grow.
Yeah.
So not everybody can do the same, can yeah. be exactly the
same. I think that's a really good point to make. But like you say, you know, as a company grows, of course, it can its benefits can grow with it.
Yeah.
And I think just having that mindset coming in is just so important, isn't it?
I mean,
you know, really anyone looking to launch into this industry, you know, there's some key issues that really need addressing and you need to come in on the right side of it, really.
It's exciting too,
yeah,
because it's a whole other world for us all to sort of have to be able to contribute to. So, it's good.
Yeah, it's completely flipping beauty on its head, really, isn't it? It's sort of, you know, rather than just being focused on me and what I am, it's being able to be focused on me but with an outside vision of what's going on in the world. So yeah, it's pretty good times. So
yeah.
Tell me about the future. Have you got any new products coming up?
Yes, we have.
Well,
we have an exciting program of new products coming up, all obviously relating to the legs. There's much more I can do. I've got lists of things that I wanted to do for a long time. So yes, we have. We've got some exciting things coming up this year, any minute in fact, which we will obviously share with people as soon as we can. So, and as I say, our website is about to be relaunched with a much more easy, if you like, consumer journey, which has been needing for a while.
And where can people find your products? Are they available in retail outlets or just via your website?
Mm-hmm.
Where can people get their hands on it?
Well, both. So we obviously sell on our website, and that's the place where you will also get all the information that we like to give in a holistic way about leg care and cellulite. So the full story. We always say, you know, cellulite is not just a product, it's a plan. And that plan involves, you know, like you, Natalie, you're running or walking along the coast or just keeping active and eating well. So that's what we provide as a destination on the site alongside e-com. But yes, also retailers. So you'll find Legology at Cult Beauty, Net-a-Porter, very proud of that one. Where else? Fennec, Harrods, H Beauty, and all around the world now. So we are expanding quite quickly into the Far East, but certainly we already have a presence in the US at Blue Mercury and obviously Net-a-Porter. So, building fast, but with care, as much care as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And could you just give us the URL for your website?
Yes, it's www.legology.co.uk.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I simply couldn't do a show about leg care without talking to the founding mother of feet, hands and leg care, Margaret Dabbs. Margaret herself guided the business and infused her own philosophy and beliefs into all her products and treatments. She alone has put feet and hands where they belong, at the forefront of the beauty industry. Today, she fronts a globally recognised brand that fuses together the best of medical science and the best of beauty to produce a unique and unrivalled range of effective, results-driven yet luxurious products and treatment for feet, hands and legs. The Margaret Dabbs London product range is sold in some of the world's most iconic retailers, including Harrods and Liberty London. I'm absolutely delighted that Margaret has agreed to speak to me today. Welcome to the show. First of all, I'd love to start by talking about your own journey into the beauty world. How did the whole brand come about for you?
Well, really just by chance, Natalie. I never ever planned this journey. And I think that's quite, you know, women are quite like that. You just end up and you just keep going. So I started off when I was at school, my family GP asked me to do reception and in my school holidays, which was quite an interesting one. And then I was always focused on medical. From there, I worked with a couple of surgeons, obviously after finishing my schooling, worked with a couple of surgeons on an admin front. And then I decided I wanted to do podiatry. So I got myself qualified. And once qualified, I actually saw a massive gap in the market for foot care that was also beautifying. So traditionally speaking, a podiatrist will look after a foot ailment and a pedicurist would beautify. Now, I just saw in my treatments the benefit of actually giving people that not only felt feet that felt good, but also feet that looked nice. And it just was a very natural thing for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And in this particular show, we're talking a lot about foot care and leg care. So let's talk about leg care for a little bit. Why is this so important to people, do you think?
Well, first of all, leg care came about because when we're treating patients, of course, attached to their feet, to their legs, and a lot of patients would be embarrassed about swelling of the legs, puffiness of the legs. Most of them would cover it up. Some people had swelling of one leg and not the other. So there were all sorts of things that people used to kind of complain about. And then I realized that there were very few products in the market that actually worked on these things, that worked as a venous decongestant, worked to reduce swelling, hairy legs, tired legs. And so I set about formulating a product that really worked. So it was based on trademarked ingredients.
And what tips can you give people for better leg care? I mean, obviously, you know, we're on our legs all day, aren't we? Generally, you know, we're all very busy people. And so actually swelling, puffiness, everything that you've just described is very common, I imagine, especially in women. So what tips can you give us for better looking after our legs?
So, well, the first thing I would say is don't ignore it. You don't have to put up with it. And not only do we have heavy legs, tired legs, swelling, puffiness, but also we all complain about laxity of the tissues, don't we? We all complain that we've got cellulite. So that whole water retention thing goes all the way up the leg. And, you know, the leg is a whole. So we're looking at the leg as a whole. Now, for most people, I think
keeping active is really important. Drinking plenty of water is important. But also, if you do have issues, then make sure that you're looking to really do something about it. Don't ignore it. So with my Firming Leg Serum, it is an amazing formulation because I've got a trademarked ingredient called Legans that was developed by phlebologists. So it really targets those issues. So using that daily in place of a body lotion will really help to stimulate circulation. It will work to reduce venous decongestion, helps to tone and firm the skin of the legs. You know, it's so beneficial because of the ingredients. So I think for people, drinking plenty of water, keeping active, making sure that you do sport if you can, generally walking regularly, make sure your foot care is comfortable because that's also a major thing. But of course, swelling, puffiness can come about through, it can be illness, injury, medication. It can just be genetic. It might just be that you're only affected in hot weather. So all of these things, you know, come to, you know, bring different issues for different people.
Yeah. Could you talk to me a bit more about the venous decongestion that you just talked about? I imagine to many of my listeners, they won't be familiar with that term and they'll be wondering what on earth that is.
Yeah, so venous decongestion, it's always about what happens when the veins and the blood collects in the veins. When they get overwhelmed, it all opens and then you get the puffiness of the legs. Now, venous decongestion works to help keep that vein strong so that you have proper fluid movement, so circulation. So it's all about circulation and keeping it promoting. So promoting healthy circulation of the legs.
Yeah, amazing. And you mentioned then using your products in lieu of a moisturizer would really, really help. But do they, I mean, obviously beauty, everyone likes to feel like they're pampering themselves. Are your leg products, do they feel luxurious? Do they have that lovely scent? And
oh my gosh. Have to say, if you read the reviews, I mean, it even takes me by surprise. I knew the formulation was good because it had to be if we're doing something like this. But the amount of people that say things like they used to have restless legs at night, they're using it before they go to bed. They can't believe it. People that say that it's really changed their lives. So it does contain argan oil, sweet almond oil, Abyssinian oil. So you've got those hydrating benefits for the skin. But much more than that, you've got the Legans and the V-tonic complex. Now, the V-tonic complex gives an immediate cooling effect. So when you take the leg serum from your ankle all the way up to your thighs, it feels like you're wearing an invisible support stocking. It's very, very cooling, but it's really invigorating and kind of energizing. And the scent is a combination of 5 essential oils, which are stunning, really stunning. So it's meant the rock rose, lavender, cypress, and lemon all together. So it really is a vibrant and a beautiful serum-y consistency. I often say as well, take it up the legs, include your bottom, tops of your arms, and also even your tummy. So the key there is the word firming.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a perfect product now that we're approaching the summer months and we all, you know, we're daring to get our bodies out again, aren't we? And that's exactly the kind of feeling that we were all looking for, isn't it? So yeah, what a great product. What's the website address for your products? Where can people buy them directly from you?
Yeah, it's margaretdabs.com.
Okay. And I understand as well, you're quite widely available in retail outlets as well, aren't you? Could you give us some idea of where we can find you?
Yes, absolutely, Natalie. So we're with the major retailers. We're with retailers like John Lewis, Fortnum & Mason, Liberty, Harrods. We're also available places like Cult Beauty, Bill Unique, Space NK. So we've got quite a wide coverage, Victoria Health as well. Yeah. And lots of people look to Victoria Health when they're looking for beauty and health together.
And what for the future? Are there any new products on the pipeline that we can look forward to?
Yeah, there are new products in the pipeline. I've got an amazing foot spa coming through fairly soon. So that's really exciting. But also we have a new overnight hand mask with treatment gloves. So that's for the hands, and we've got an exfoliating hand wash. So yeah, a few things in the pipeline, and some lovely gifts that we're getting ready for Christmas as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And that's lovely, a hand product, because, you know, many of us were quite embarrassed with our hands, aren't we? They age quite quickly, don't they? You really see aging in your hands, and, you know, you can have wonderfully manicured nails, but then feel quite embarrassed about your hands. So I imagine that's going to be a lovely product.
Really, it really is, because you get the benefit of 6, 7, 8 hours sleep, where you're getting the product going into the skin. Yeah. And I mean, the worst for this are the press, aren't they? Mm. They get hold of a celebrity and they catch their hands. Oh,
yeah. Awful. It's awful. And you can understand why people are so paranoid about it, really. This is all over the media. But yeah. Well, thank you so much for giving me some time today. I'll let you get on with your busy day. I know that you're incredibly busy. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you.